Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Aha Moments Radio Show for the inspiration, education, and celebration of enlightened living worldwide with your host, Mariana Cooper, founder of Aha Moments International and ahamomentsworld.com. Tune in for the next hour and learn to trust your aha moments to lead the way to live a passionate and purposeful life. And now here's your host, Mari.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Aha Moments Radio Show for the inspiration, education, and celebration of enlightened living worldwide. I'm Mari, and happy Tuesday. I went to the beach today, and I just got back maybe 20 minutes ago. I always cut it a little close. But boy, was it beautiful. And after the winter we had, I am taking advantage of every good day here in New Jersey. So, and yes, I'm still in New Jersey. I'm going to get to California soon. But for now, it's beach season here. It feels like San Diego anyway on this coast. So why not? And today we're going to talk all about change and making radical change in your life gently. And I know that sounds a little paradoxical, but change is kind of that way. And I was actually having a conversation with a friend earlier this week, or last week actually, and she said to me, I want to change everything. I want to change everything in my life. I want to just change all of it. But I'm mad because I want it all to change now. And she's like working on 17 different categories of her life. And I said, be careful what you wish for, because when you start to command the universe like that and say, I want radical change, their point of view about what radical change is and what feels good in the physical world are two very different things. So we're going to talk about different levels of change today. We're going to talk about some of the keys that I use to help me make these big changes. I've been making a lot in the last year, especially now in the last 6 months, and it keeps ramping up more and more and more. But we're going to talk about the different stages and a few tips for you so that you can have a gentle transition through radical change, because it can be pretty, pretty hairy if you start pushing yourself and sort of sledgehammering yourself about. And we certainly live in a society where sledgehammer to change is popular, right? Because we have all these reality TV shows and like Biggest Loser and all these transformational shows where you're kind of beaten into submission to change, which really kind of annoys me. I get that, you know, people want to be intense about their transformations and stuff, but you really don't need to abuse yourself through change, and a lot of people do it. And I don't know if you can relate to that, but we're going to get into a bunch of that. We are also going to be taking some of your questions tonight. So if you have a question, a lot of you are already on the lines. You're clearly seeing my announcements. So you can call in if you haven't already to 347-215-9485. That's 347-215-9485. And Sam will answer the phone and we'll get you in the queue to talk to me in a few minutes after we finish our topic for tonight. Also, have some announcements coming up. I have been working really hard. Like I said, I said it last week or the week before, that I've been sort of quiet this year, you know, haven't done a huge telesummit, haven't been really splashy out there because I was working on my book, which we actually got a lot of fun on that book, so we'll see what happens with that. But on the book and redoing our entire platform, our entire blog, and some new stuff coming out very shortly. I've just been like a little overwhelmed with all the different things that I'm trying to rearrange and reconnect with. And earlier last year, or actually late last year, I did a survey of our community, and you guys gave me a tremendous amount of input on what you'd like to see in some of the different, topics and different offerings you'd like to see. So I've been trying to use your input to revamp things, and revamping takes time when you've got all kinds of electronics and internet and staff and energy to do that. So it's coming up. Tomorrow, though, we have Rudy Hunter coming on, which is great. He will be actually doing a show on our other platform, on our AHA Possibility platform, and you can listen in to him tomorrow at 3 p.m. Eastern. He's an energy healer, internationally acclaimed energy healer. Very, very good. He's been on our show many times. We did some power booster master classes last year, and this is going to be his only time on our show this year because his schedule is really crazy. So you might want to jump on. He's going to have some new goodies and things that he'll be offering tomorrow. So you can do that at ahapossibility.com/event. ahapossibility.com/event. And if you'd like to sign up to get announcements about our different AHA Possibility shows, you can do that at ahapossibility.com. And you can just sign up, and then you'll get the different announcements for, you know, people as they come up. Then next week on the radio show, so that's where you're listening now, we have Mr. 2020. He's phenomenal. He's absolutely the best manifesting guy out there for sure. I actually even hired him to work with me privately because he's so over-the-top genius. And we're going to have him on the show next week. And also we'll be doing a masterclass workshop series. Now that's a paid series. That's not a free series. That's a three-week online, and you'll be able to do it online, on Skype, on the phone, you know, but it's a masterclass intensive, and it's going to be Midsummer Manifesting for the Advanced Lightworker, and that's going to be starting in July, so July 5th, July 9th. We'll start July 9th, and we'll go 3 days through the end of July. So he's going to be on next week, so you can listen in to him on the radio show next week, and you're going to love him, absolutely love him. He has, people are tired of the word manifesting, but I'll tell you what, you're doing it anyway, and he fills in all the blanks. Every single blank you have, he can fill it in with the right stuff. He's amazing. Definitely the real deal. And, you know, I only bring on people who I use myself, so he's the real deal. Best one I've seen so far. And then also, I know you guys love Allison, the Rock Girl. Allison and I are going to be teaching a class together starting starting the first week in June. We're going to start to see announcements for that this week. And she's going to be teaching all about using the stones for every kind of category you can think of in your life. You know, Allison is just filled with insane amounts of information, but we're going to be talking about like things like what stones to use to have patience, what stones to use to help you for insomnia, all kinds of different things. Just how to, you know, kind of like fix all different aspects of your life or enhance aspects of your life using the stones, as well as how to communicate with them, how to know when they've turned off and aren't communicating with you. We're kind of working through your curriculum right now, but I just wanted to give you a heads up. You're going to start to hear stuff about that again at the end of this week. We have a lot coming up. I'll be teaching an intuition course as well, an advanced intuition course, and that will be coming up later in the year. So there's a lot. We're kind of just going into new directions, some exciting directions, and I'm really looking forward to it. I think that's it for announcements for the moment. If you want to make sure that you're getting our information about these courses coming up, go ahead onto ahapossibility.com and sign up on that list, because that list gets all the announcements. So just go ahead and sign up on that. We're kind of changing things over with my main website, so you may not be getting something if you've signed up through the ahamomentsworld.com site, just because we had some technical glitches. So just make sure if you sign up on ahapossibility.com, you'll definitely get everything that we're sending out. Okay, change, and I see a lot of you are already, on hold for a reading or for conversation with me, so that's great. Up there, Sam just gave me my list. Okay, good. Thank you, Sam. And so let's talk a little bit about this whole thing about change. So I know for myself, I'm constantly in the process of changing. For me, apathy is like, a moral sin. I can't stand it. I live in suburbia for the time being, and I watch people here have what I call a schlep life. They do the same exact thing, the same exact time, every single day, day in, day out, day in, day out, day in, day out. You can set, you know, you're watched by the behaviors. And it is, you know, of course, when you have kids and you have work and everything, it's good to have a schedule, and I'm not condemning that by any means. But when you get into a rut, there's a difference between, you know, being organized and efficient and having a good system, you know, for your life, which I think is very important. But then there's also that rut where people kind of get in a routine in their thought process. Okay, so actions is one thing, but your thought process is what we're going to be addressing here today. And either people have this, I noticed there's a couple different ways people approach change. One is some people are just totally radical all the time. They're changing so much. They're always making a shift so that they don't ever have to become intimate with their own life. They don't have to handle any kind of negative thing that comes up. They kind of, as soon as they see something negative, they jump and they want to change again, right? They just sort of, so you see those people, they kind of seem like erratic and frenetic, and they're always moving to the next place or moving to the next relationship or jumping on the next bandwagon and, you know, and trying this, but not really sticking around long enough to go weather through some of the more uncomfortable aspects of change that are really, really important to go through in order for you to get the rewards that you're looking for. Then there's other people who never change, who kind of dig into one kind of mindset and want everyone else around them to change to their mindset. So they spend a lot of time being pissed, being antagonistic, being rebellious, and trying to force people to come over to their point of view and stay on their point of view so that they don't have to go through the vulnerability of change. And then you have the people who make a decision that they're going to make a change, and they start to, on a process, and then a lot of times it's a big change. Maybe it's getting a degree or it's losing a bunch of weight or it's, you know, going from single to actually being married, not just, you know, not just getting a relationship, but from totally single, not knowing the guy or the gal, to being married and living together and all that stuff. So this is a longer range, you know, process. Or wanting to get pregnant and have a baby, you know, all kinds of things. And so when people have those kind of long range changes, a lot of times we have these, you know, big inspirations that start it off, right? We get all excited and get into the whole, you know, visioning of what it could be. And maybe we do a vision board or some other kind of visualization thing. And then we're all amped up about it, and then silence. And then we go into, as soon as we feel the silence, we go into this spin in our mental minds about, you know, how do I, you know, what do I do? Oh, I got to do this. I have to do that. What do I do? Well, or even worse, when is it going to happen? Why didn't it happen yet? You know, since it didn't happen right this second, and it didn't happen this week, and it didn't happen next week, since it's been 6 weeks since I made this decision, I'm going to meet the man of my dreams, and he's not here yet, or the man of my dreams, he's kind of in between and not sure if he wants the full relationship, and he's not responding right away, I'm gonna freak out, and I'm going to try to push it. I'm going to try to nudge him. I'm going to try to, you know, maybe I should text him. Maybe I should go and, you know, take the lead. And there's no... There's a level of impatience. That impatience is not coming from an inspired place, right? Because there is a time when you might get a hit, okay? You know, you might get an intuitive hit, like, okay, it's been this amount of time, and you get an inspiration. You're kind of like in a quiet place, and somebody crosses your mind, the guy crosses your mind, you know what? Maybe this is the time to reach out, and it feels right. It feels from a very centered place. And quite frankly, you don't really care how he responds or what the outcome will be. You just feel the center gets kind of inspired place to take action. So that's one thing. But the other side of it is when we get mentally in our heads and we start to do what I call the washing machine spin, where we start to conclude and deduce and say, okay, well, if he's doing this, and that means that, and then the last one that did that to me did this, and that meant that, and oh, my friend, oh, she had a real jerk, and he did this and that, and this looks just like what this guy's doing, so maybe I should just do this, and then maybe that was circumstance that meant that, and then why didn't this happen, and, you know, and it goes into this bit. And that's where we really get ourselves into trouble. So what I want to tell you is, first of all, just stop. Stop. If you're doing that, you definitely need to. You're killing any possibility of things coming together. But and even if you're not, when we start to identify what it is that we'd like to change, I always suggest to take one, you know, you can look at your whole life and say, okay, in each life category, relationship, health, money, career, family, all those friendships, all those different things. You can look at each category. You can even create a pie chart for yourself. And you can write a list in each category of what you'd like, what changes you'd like to see, and what ultimately you'd like to see that category look like. I really, and this is like number, key number one, I really think it's important to work from the big picture backwards. It's kind of like if you don't, you get all these little pieces and you don't have a picture of the puzzle, the originating picture. So I highly suggest that you get your big picture first. What is it that you, as best as you can see it for now, what is it that you'd like it to look at, like? You know, more than likely, if you give it some breathing room, it'll be even better than what you can imagine. But for the time being, what's the best version of what you'd like to see? And you don't have to get into, like, extraordinary detail unless that makes you feel good. Some people get a little over the top with the detail. But what you can do is you want to make sure that when you're writing that list, and you're creating that list, and you go by each life category, that list of what you'd like your ideal relationship to be like, your ideal, you know, fitness level, your ideal job, all those kinds of things, or business, you can go down those different things and write those things out. And then what I highly suggest is that you pick one as your primary. And then I'm not saying that you're not going to work on other categories simultaneously, but it's important when you're looking at big, huge changes in major life categories that you prioritize and pick one and then let the next ones come up and the next ones come up and the next ones come up. Because I've seen it, and I know I've tried it myself, you know, many moons ago, and you try to start changing everything all at the same time, and then, you know, the first thing that happens is, in any change, whether you do one category or 10, the very first thing that happens when you're going through a change is stuff starts to disappear. The things that are in the way of you receiving what it is you want start to go away. So all of a sudden friends leave, or you lose your job. Or, I mean, I've seen it where people have, and this is why I was telling my friend, stop saying you want radical change. I've seen it where people's houses are burned down. Now, I'm not trying to scare you, but you've got to be careful how you command the universe to shift, you know. And so you could have some, you know, people get into car accidents. There's all kinds of things that happen to incite change when you're, you know, either not listening or you're trying to push too hard. So I'm not saying don't be enthusiastic. I'm just saying, you know, go gently. So we're going to come up with your life categories. You're going to come up with what you're most desiring in each category. And then you're going to look and say, okay, of all these categories, what could I do that would create the greatest shift and create greater ease for the change in the other category? So a lot of people go after money first and say, okay, well, I need money. And once I have the money, then all these other things are going to change and my life is going to be perfect. Usually, that's pretty much almost always wrong. Most of the time, because money is energy, and money is, the flow of money has to do with commitment to contribution, commitment to listening to your own inner voice and creating value for other people in their lives from a contribution from yourself. Okay, so the focus wouldn't be on money. The focus would be on right livelihood, or creating a business, or creating activities for yourself that make your heart sing, and pay you at the same time so that you're giving. Because if it's making your heart sing, you're going to be most likely adding value and making a contribution, because that's part of that whole heart sing formula, okay? And so I see a lot of people use not enough money as their excuse for running around like a chicken without a head, going after, you know, this job and this project and that project and, you know, and I'm going to leave no stone unturned and this and that. And you know what? That's also a real roadblock when you split your focus in so many different ways, because what that registers on the energetic grid as is fear. You know, when you start to say, okay, I'm just going to go after all of it because I don't want to miss anything and I don't have enough and I don't have enough and I don't have enough and I have to do this and I have to try that and I have to do this and none of it. And then you'll find that since you're splintering yourself, your energy splits, and then there's not enough fuel. It's like, you know, let's say you have, three cars in your household and you say, okay, I'm going to put an eighth of a tank of gas in each car instead of, you know, a half a tank of gas in one. You know, you're not going to get very far because you have a little bit of gas in three cars. You're going to get further if you have more, you know, more gas in one car. You move along, and then, you know, you can get a, you know, a can of gas in the car that works and bring it back to the other two. So you want to, first of all, prioritize. And I would say you want to have a primary focus, and then you want to have a secondary focus, and then what we call marketing, trying to call it a tertiary or a third tier of focus. And then the other stuff, you can leave it alone or just, you know, kind of maintain it, just maintains itself. Like sometimes people say to me, you know, they'll come to me for a reading or coaching session, and they'll say, oh, Mari, you know, my finances are a mess and my health, you know, my ankles have been swollen and my heart's not good. And oh, you know, I my mother is, you know, I don't like my mom. I can't get along with this one. And my job is horrible. But now, can you just tell me, is there a guy in my team? Is there a guy for me? And, you know, and I always say, really? Like, do you think that this guy would want to date you right now? Like, you're talking about your life. It's pretty much a mess. And where is the attraction? Where is that attraction, you know, switch? You know, what is it? And yeah, you're going to have a guy, but he's going to come in with the same level, you know, water seeks its own level. He's going to come in with the same level of issues you have. So if you want that ultimate person, that ultimate significant other, guy, gal, you know, whatever, you want to make sure that those other categories in your world, those foundational categories in your world, are fairly shored up. Now, there's one little disclaimer. Let me say this. You do not have to be perfect with anything that I'm saying for it to work. You never have to be perfect. You know, anything past 60%, you're going to see results. So if you're 60% there, you're going to see results. If you're 70, 75% there, you're going to see results that feel like miracles. Okay, you don't have to be perfect. So if you have some negative thoughts or you're not perfect for the day on your regimen or whatever, it's fine. But the point is that you want the majority, what you want is consistency. Okay, you want consistency. You want, now, don't say, oh, be consistent with your diet and be perfect and don't, you know, cheat or whatever. And if you cheated, self-sabotage and all that. Yeah. However, what you want is that consistency. You don't want to, like, have 10 great days and then a year and a half off, you know. I'd rather you have is, you know, 6 months of pretty good than 10 days perfect, a year and a half, give up. It goes like that for any of the other categories that we're talking about, not just diet. And, like I said, water seeks its own level. So what happens is when you ask for a change, so this is the second part of it, when you ask for a change, you also, what you don't realize a lot of times is that you're also asking for a shift in frequency. So your frequency, the energy of the change that you're desiring is a different energy than you are now. If you were the same, you wouldn't need the change because it would already be here. So the energy of the frequency of where you want to go is different than what you are now. And what you want to do is get in alignment with the frequency of what it is, where you're going. I know Esther Hicks talks about this a lot. Most of the big healers and the manifesting stuff talk about this. It seems, you know, hard, but it's really not. It's really not. But you have to start operating from the place where you want to be instead of operating from where you are now. So, like, in, you know, right now, I've been planning this move to California, et cetera, et cetera. And there's a frequency that I feel when I'm there, and I know it. I've visited, I stayed for a while. I know that frequency. I can feel it. I'm much more creative. It's easier for me to be creative. I'm happier. It's outdoors and all this. So what I've done when I came back to the East Coast, and there's this lag time, which we'll talk about, affects the lag time between when you set your goals and when you actually, get them. In the meantime, what you want to do, and this is something fairly new that I've been doing, is instead of going back to the East Coast and operating on the East Coast frequency, what you want to do is go to the East Coast, but keep yourself on the West Coast frequency. So essentially, keep yourself doing similar activities, keep yourself energized and focused on, if I was there, how would I respond? What would I be doing if I was there? And bring that back to where you are, so that essentially you're not going back to where you are. You're still maintaining that frequency, so that frequency is pulling you forward towards it. Sorry, and we'll be talking about this in coming weeks. The guy coming on next week, Mr. 2020, he's phenomenal with this stuff. So we're going to talk a lot about this in great detail. So don't, if you're getting confused, you can listen to the podcast again, and it'll sound a little clearer. But as we go through the summer, I really want our community to get very fluent in this, because this is the key to creation of your whole world in all life categories, these little skills, And they're not particularly, they're very simple, but they're not particularly easy, because we have this crisscrossing of our mental mind, and then we have, other extenuating things. And I'm going to talk about two things, then we're going to get to some reading. Two more things, then we'll get to some readings. Then we'll talk about this, like I said, more going forward. One of the things that we have to deal with is the lag time between there, where we're, in the new thing versus, when we're, kind of that waiting period. And there's always a gap. And a lot of times we're getting inspired to take action, right? So the gap between my book proposal being written and my book proposal being sold, I was writing it, when I was first thinking about I want to write a book, and then selling a book. The in between was write the proposal, right, and then meet with the agent. Well, get the agent, meet with the agent. Just blah 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 blah. There's all these pieces of the process. So that's pretty easy because it's pretty concrete. But sometimes when we're dealing with something that we haven't started yet, like we don't know the steps, or the steps haven't presented themselves yet, we get what I call lag time. And that lag time can be very frustrating, it can be. And what happens, too, is if you get too quiet, you have a tendency to think we need to do something, or something's not happening, or it's not coming through. And then we start to get despondent, or we start to meddle in the energy. And what that does is it starts to flip our frequencies around. So it's very important that you wait for inspired action. And a tool to do that is to have what I call ask days and receive days. And it's a fairly popular type of intervention where one day you decide, okay, today is the day I'm going to focus on what I'm desiring. Tomorrow I'm going to focus on just being quiet and receiving through, my intuition, through signs, through symbols, through synchronicities, what my next steps are, and then taking action on those steps. So you can do like an ask, a receive, an action day. Ask, receive, action. Now sometimes you're going to get a daily action. Right? If you're trying to lose weight, you're going to probably exercise most days, or eat well most days, those kinds of things. But you wanted to ask, the receive, and the action. Ask, receive, inspired action. Ask, receive, inspired action. Now, the only reason why I'm saying take a day for each is so that you can feel the different energies on each day, right? Eventually, if you do this, you can shrink it down, and you can do ask, receive, and take action on various categories, life categories, all within the same day, all within the same, 4-hour segment, But it's important to sort of tease out and get to know yourself and get really acquainted with the different feelings and things that you're having, so that asking, what does that feel like? How does it feel to put myself in that space of what I'm desiring and all that? Setting that intention, all that. Then the receive day. What does it feel like to just be still? Allow the downloads to come of what I should do next. And then the next day, okay, I'm going to take some action here. He said, you know, you have an inspiration. Yeah. Well, I know what I should do now. And but they're never going to leave you high and dry. If you give them a chance to for you to receive, they're going to give you something to do. You'll get an inspiration. And you take that inspired action, and then you go back to, okay, so what's next? And you keep your energy up and your excitement up by going back to the intention, saying, oh, wow, what's going to feel like when I get, you know, when I get this thing, or when I create this, or when this, you know, and how does it feel on the way through it? You know, how good does it feel that I'm taking steps that are concrete and moving towards this thing, right? And then the only other thing I'm going to say about this for now, because it's important, is that the people in your world may start to act very differently as you shift frequency. And because you're acting different, you're being differently. Okay, when you're in a different frequency, all of a sudden you're speeding up. If people aren't kind of doing the same type of work, they're not speeding up, and it's going to feel uncomfortable. And that's the one thing about change. It can be extremely, extremely uncomfortable, very disconcerting. I know I've been going through a tremendous amount of change with friendships and the changing of the guard, you know, and there's certain friendships, you know, you say, okay, they're worth fighting for, and then there's certain friendships where you say, you know what, I think the season is done, it's time to let this one go. And the thing, but the key is not to feel like you have to change everyone onto your bandwagon, okay? If they resonate and, you know, and they're in this, going in the same direction, then wait. And you'll flow, and or you'll meet new people who are already in that frequency, and then that's a real. But sometimes, if somebody is just doesn't get it, doesn't want to get it, but you know they're just not in that zone in their own life, then sometimes it's time to just cut that situation out and move on, because there's no way you can be in two frequencies at one time. So a lot of times, what happens, what slows change down and makes it feel really kind of crazy, is that we're on one frequency of where we want to go, and then we slide back. And then we go up, and then we slide back. And then we go up, and we slide back. And then we start to get confused, because we start to feel like we have to leave people behind. And quite frankly, you kind of do. When you're making big changes in your world, there are going to be people who are going to be sacrificed. It just is what it is. And that's okay, because they've served their purpose. You've served your purpose. And then it's actually humane, very humane, to allow them to be where they need to be for their own life. It's what's for their highest and greatest good. So it's relationships, marriages. I had a friend who was writing a book called Lightworkers Leaving, and a lot of people get on the spiritual path that, you know, and they're in a couple situation, you know, their spouse or their significant other didn't sign up for all this extra stuff that they're into, and sometimes those relationships do break down and move in their own direction. No one's wrong or right. It's just a shift, you know, frequency shift. Okay. So I'm going to leave it at that for now. You guys are calling in, so if you have questions, you're certainly welcome to ask me questions on the call. Sam, I'm going to take a quick break, and then when we come back, we will start with your calls. I see, like I said, please hang on the line. Don't hang up. We'll do a really short break, just so I can get some water and kind of regroup here from this long soliloquy of 30-something minutes. So if you'd like to call in and ask a question, you can at 347-215-9485. That's 347-215-9485. You're listening to the AHA Moments Radio Show. I'm Mari, and we'll be right back.
Do you ever get a hunch about something and ignore it, only to find out later you were right after all? Do you know that you're intuitive but need help interpreting what you get? Need quick answers to burning questions but don't have the time to wait for a private reading? Then Mari's Intuitive Living Oracle Cards are the tool for you. 45 gorgeous laminated cards and a full book of interpretations come together in a beautiful velvet bag. The cards have been designed and energized to give you the answers right now. No more sleepless nights weighing pros and cons. Ask the cards your questions and see what message your intuition has for you. To learn more and get your deck now, go to the store at www.ahamomentsinc.com and click on the Intuitive Living Cards now. That's the store at ahamomentsinc.com. The answers are truly within your reach.
Are you at a crossroads in your life? Facing big decisions about your life purpose, business, relationships, or other major issues? Are you wondering why you may be delayed in getting what you want? Or if you have special guides who are helping you? Then investing in a private intuitive reading with Mari is just what you need. As a third-generation spiritual intuitive, Mari has worked with thousands of clients over the past 18 years. During your private session, you will learn who your guides are, receive insight on the core issues that need attention, and get new perspective, clarity, and inspiration on what to do next. To register, go to www.ahamomentsinc.com and click on the Work with Mari tab to get all of the details. There are a limited number of spots each month, so go to www.ahamomentsinc.com for yours now.
Step back in time to the very beginning, before life as we know it existed. Stones have been on this earth since before the inception of man. They are keepers of ancient wisdom and messages. Tap into the profound wisdom of stones and let your journey begin at the Rock Girl Sacred Stone School. Let the Rock Girl take you back to those ancient days to learn firsthand the language and the secrets of stones. The Rock Girl will teach you how to develop your very own technique of communicating with them, allowing you to embark on your own path of self-discovery. Courses include Reiki, psychic development, chakra balancing and auric cleansing, hands-on healing, and more. Visit sacredstoneschool.com for classes and workshops taught exclusively by the Rock Girl of therockgirl.com.
Hello, we're back. I'm Mari. You're listening to the Aha Moments radio show. Today we are talking all about creating radical change gently. And we just did a whole big lecture part of our show, and now we're going to start taking some calls. If you'd like to call in at 347-215-9485. Okay, let's start off with Camille in California. Hi, Camille.
Hi there.
How are you?
I'm good. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. What's your question?
Okay, so I am a certified hypnotherapist and launching myself into private practice. How might I do this?
How might you do it in what way? You like in a minute?
Not in a minute. I mean...
What? That's very, very broad. Like, are you asking, like, how you start a business? How, like, you know, what are you...
Yeah.
Can you be more specific?
Well, maybe I should go a little... All right. So in 2006, I earned this certification. Unfortunately,
okay.
On the morning before what would have been the marketing class for the course, I learned of the suicide of a long-term love. And I soldiered on. I got the certification. I thought I would also become a holistic health practitioner and combine the two modalities. And
right.
Next thing I knew, I had moved 400 miles away. And by the time I got settled into my new home, I was doing PR, public events, public relations, events planning, all these things. And I finally just burned out on that. I prayed for my right livelihood. I had my baby. And then I realized, oh, my gosh, I really want to go back to what I originally planned to do, which is hypnotherapy. And I've been
mm-hmm.
balancing, you know, raising now a toddler with trying to do this and a place where you say hypnotherapy, people kind of look at you like you got two heads.
Right.
Yeah.
So the basic dilemma is just how to get a hypnotherapy business into the hands of the people who want hypnotherapy. If you've been doing event planning and stuff, I think you're fairly familiar with marketing and all that kind of stuff. I'm going to, just because, you know, we have like 60 seconds on a radio show and this is like a two-year-long answer, I'm going to give you a book recommendation, and I think this guy will help you a lot. He's terrific, and somebody I think I've taken some of his stuff. There's a lot of coaches out there, but I think the very, very, very best one when it comes to that is Brendon Burchard, and he's a number one New York Times bestselling author. He has a book called Millionaire Messenger, and it's all about getting your work out to the world, and he has a lot of courses and free stuff online and stuff like that. So I think that he would be a good place for you to start to get the kind of, you know, structure that you're seeking. But clearly the first thing you need to do, I think you've decided you want to do that, and clearly it is to find people of like mind, you know, and that's super important because, you know, join professional organizations of other hypnotherapists, do informational interviews with successful hypnotherapists, how do they get started, maybe you want to buy somebody's practice out. You know, there's a lot of different ways to go at it, but for the, you know, for the overall altruistic, you know, and structural thing, I would look into Brendon's work. He's phenomenal.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. Have a great night. Thanks for calling in. Okay, so next we have Linda from North Carolina. Hi, Linda.
Hi there. I just want to
How
begin telling you that I just think you're wonderful. I think you're the best, and I love you.
Oh, thank you so much. That made my day. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I love you, too. Thanks for listening.
And I have never asked for a reading before, but I would love one from you, please.
What is it? I need a specific question, just for the sake
of
time.
Oh, okay. Well, I definitely am someone who needs a radical change, gently. I've been out of work for 4 years, and I'm looking at eviction, and I haven't been able to find work or anything. I don't know what my next step should be.
Well, I think there's a confidence level that's happening with you that's kind of – it's like almost like you come – I think you know what you want to do, but you don't think that what you want to do can make money. What is it that – I see it. It's something that's like right in front of you. What is it that you say, I would love to, but – to all the time?
I'm sorry.
You
just can't think of anything.
Do you bake or cook or something?
I don't anymore, but yes, I used to love to bake.
I'm just alone now,
and, you know, without a lot of fun, so I just haven't been baking. But yes, I used to love to bake. I used to tell everyone I love to bake, but I hate to cook.
Right. Well, the baking thing, I don't know. It feels like maybe there's a cookie company or a baking, like a cupcake company. Again, I think what you need is some inspiration. And it feels like that inspiration is coming from the cooking industry, from the food industry. It's something that's more of a kitchen, kind of a cottagey type of business. Now, in the meantime, what I would highly suggest you do is to go and work for someone who does something like this, and that you should consider that type of work, a boutique kind of, you know, designer cake baker, a wedding cake baker, something on that line, wedding planner, something that's going to get you out and be creative, because it feels like you have a really strong design sense. And the part about the baking is that even though it's very precise as far as making the, you know, thing rise or the set or whatever, it's also very creative. You can kind of make anything happen. So I think that that's kind of a theme in your life, and that's something that needs to kind of you need to reconnect to that. Anything is possible. And if you start to use your hands, whether it's, you know, and getting yourself into whatever job you're looking at, you need to stop looking at these like secretarial, administrative, you know, I think this will pay the bills thing, and look, be a little bit more open with your search as far as like going more towards a creative industry that would need those administrative skills, so that you can be around the industry of interest, the passion in the arena, building up some skills, learning about the business. You might change your mind, do something different, but the point is that you need to make it fun, and then I think the money will flow. Now, as far as, you know, eviction and everything else, you can't hit a moving target. It's time to start taking some action and stop thinking so much. You know, make some, you know, it's time to make some moves. But I think if you just give yourself, because you kind of have a foot on the gas and a foot on the brake at the same time, if you give yourself creative license, say, okay, I'm just checking in here. I think Archangel Michael, he's for protection. He's going to help you a lot. You can ask Archangel Michael for guidance. as far, and Archangel Shamuel is for life purpose and for career and career changes. Archangel Shamuel, Shamuel. If you call those two archangels, they're very heavy duty to give you some clarity, guidance in that direction. I think you're going to be in good shape. I do think you should move. I think that you're kind of it's kind of gotten to this far because you kind of don't want to be there anymore in some way. So, but you've got to start taking action so you're kind of on the offensive in your life instead of always on the defensive.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I have time for tonight. So hopefully that at least gets you started.
Oh, that was wonderful because I have always felt creative since a little girl, but I guess I just haven't explored that because I felt like I didn't have any education or professional, you know, I have any courses or anything like that.
If they have a Michaels or a, where do you live? You're in North Carolina?
Yeah, Raleigh. Yes, we have Michaels.
Raleigh. If you have Michaels,
AC Moore,
those, I would go and I would start to just be a fixture there. And if you can get a manager's position or some kind of, you know, even if it was just a part-time thing, being around all those creative people and all of those supplies and stuff, just, if you're in the frequency of it, see, that's what I was talking about earlier. You need to be in the frequency of it.
Exactly.
When you're in the frequency of it, you're going to be around people where somebody says, oh, well, is there any cake baking supplies? You go, oh, yeah, here's the cake baking supplies. And they, well, what kind of project are you working on? Oh, well, I'm the assistant of so-and-so, you know, is extraordinary, who's been on Food Network making, you know, winter cakes. And I'm a sous chef or I'm a this. You know, there's all kinds of ways to get yourself into the arena. And you just need to be around people that say it's possible, not you're crazy, you know.
Right.
So I would just go. I would start there, and even they have a lot of free classes there. Start to take some of the free classes. Even if you go to Williams-Sonoma, they have free classes. Get in there and just start to be in the frequency of it, and then the job will find you. Absolutely.
Oh, wonderful, Mari. Thank you so much. I so appreciate you. I'm very grateful.
Oh, thank you. I'm grateful for you too. Thank you so much. Take care. Have a great night. Okay. Next. We have Jody in Portland. Hi, Jody.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm really tired.
Oh.
I just feel like exhausted a lot. And if I'm calling about loneliness, it seems like that's a problem. And also romantic partnership seems to forever elude me. And what to do about that and connections, like real meaningful connections.
Well, the first thing I would say is you are very dehydrated.
Mm-hmm.
And it feels like your hydration levels are so low that you get like brain fog and tired and sometimes like weird hungry spells, and that can set off a lot of feelings of despondence that are misidentified. So
and depression.
Yeah, it can spawn off what appears to be depression, but it's really a lack of hydration.
Okay.
And so I would highly recommend water, like either structured water or alkalized water, or just, you know, making sure you get, you know, definitely a few bottles of water in you every day. And also, like lemon in your water, or, you know, cucumbers, lemon, those types of things. Alkalized water is going to be really, really helpful just to get your mood stabilized so you can properly identify what you're experiencing, you know. I think that what a lot of times we get physiological things and then we misidentify it. So as far as the other thing is, and your guides are telling me to tell you this, the loneliness that you're feeling is also an abandonment of you listening to you. So when you start to, and it's similar to the last gal I was chatting with about allowing yourself to sort of go in the direction you really want to go in, if you do that, I think the guide is going to show up. I think that right now there's this kind of melancholy. So like when you have your little energetic, shingle up, you know, it's kind of dimming out. It's kind of like, I'm just sort of here. I'm sort of here. I'm sort of here. And that's why you're getting kind of dimmed out, guys. So there's a vitality issue going on with you that when I think, you know, you're in Portland, right? Is that, that's what
yeah, I've been here 3 years now.
Yeah, yeah. So that's a very active area. And, you know, doing things like if you're physically able, doing things like kayaking and canoeing, getting out in nature and just getting, communing with the frequencies that are higher level, is going to make that attraction come up. Now, they're also talking, are you in any meetup groups?
No, but I just looked on the website today because I thought I'd better, I can't think of anything else to do. So I thought maybe,
yeah, yeah.
I have a knee injury also, so I'm not able, I wanted to go hiking and do stuff with plants, but this knee injury for like 5 months isn't getting better, and I had to stop dancing. So I'm just at this impasse where
you
I
had to
have
stop
no
dancing?
Idea what to
Did
do.
You say dancing?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and I'm over 60, but it was a big part of my life.
What kind of dancing were you doing?
I was doing mostly hip-hop.
What I would highly suggest is Pilates. I dance, so that's why I'm asking. I would highly suggest doing floor mat Pilates. I know that when I'm off my dance cycle, if I turn to my dance stretches, making sure you're doing your stretches and making sure that you're doing something that's a cross training and of the dance world, but not necessarily, you know, doing your backflips and your hip hop stuff, you know, that it's going to make you feel like you're still in the game, and that depression that you lose because all your endorphins have like shut down, you know?
Yeah.
And also your hydration, it makes sense that your hydration will be low because I'm sure you were drinking a lot more when you were dancing. So your body's used to getting a certain amount of hydration that when you stop activity like that, you don't even know how much water you're drinking. When you're drinking, you're sweating, and you're taking care of yourself in a totally different way, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So your vitality is really where we need to focus you first, and then when that's back online, the guy's going to show up. It doesn't feel like it's going to be longer than, you know, 9 months to a year if you get yourself in attraction mode again. You can't be sad, despondent, and then expect a guy of magnitude to show up. It's not going to happen. And the ones that do show up are going to be needy and sad and despondent, which is annoying. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, who needs that? I can do that on my own. Like, why? You know?
I just feel like it's not changing. So, but I will definitely do the water. And I wrote down what you said.
Water, electrolytes. Treat yourself like an athlete. Don't treat, you know, this is what I say to all adults when you're dabbling. Don't dabble. Treat yourself like you're going to go on So You Think You Can Dance, or you're going to, you know, treat yourself special. You are. Take your sport seriously. Take it as seriously as you're able to with, as far as your finances go. You know, some people, like I could, did a lot of competitive dancing and stuff. Take it seriously. You're a dancer. Commit to that. You're a dancer. And you are going to treat yourself as such in your off season.
What about the injury? Because no one's been able to help me with the injury, so I'm having trouble walking, and I've just kind of gotten down to a level where just plain walking is hard.
Yeah, it just feels like it's something that's a little bit longer term to heal, and a lot of energetic, you know. Like knee things are kind of strange. I had done something to my knee and it took like a while. But you still, again, understand if you're like, I'm injured, you're literally telling your body to stay that way.
I know, yeah, yeah.
And you have to say, you know what, I'm a dancer. Instead of saying I'm injured, say I'm a dancer. And what do I do as a dancer who is sidelined for the moment? I keep stretching, I keep lifting weights, I keep doing core work, I keep doing mat Pilates, I keep drinking my water, I take my electrolytes, I take my vitamin E and selenium, I take my joint soother, liquid joint soother if you're not allergic to shellfish. There's all kinds of glucosamine and chondroitin things to help you with, you know, there's all kinds of things to develop your muscles. You go to Chinese healing, you go to acupuncture, you leave no stone unturned because you're a dancer.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Instead of I'm injured. I'm lonely. I'm injured and I'm lonely. Is there a guy for me? You know, it doesn't kind of work.
That frequency
is not an acquisition frequency. That frequency is a woe is me frequency, and guys run like hell from that.
Yeah.
As you would too. You know, if you had a guy that you were looking at towards a guy, you know, and he was saying what you're saying, you would be like, well, are you going to be any fun? Like, you know, right? So be what you want. Be who you want. And I think that when you keep telling your body you're a dancer. Now, maybe you'll modify what kind of dance you do or whatever at some point just because you're interested in something else. But for now, there's all kinds of stretchy things you can do. I would look into that. And hopefully that will help.
Yeah.
I have to get onto another call because it's kind of a long answer. But hopefully that was helpful.
Yeah, thank you.
You're so welcome. Good luck to you, Jody. Have a great night. Okay, next. We have Anna in New York. Hi, Anna. Sam? Oh, hi,
hello?
Anna. Can you hear me? Hello.
Hi. Yes. I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Okay, good. Yes, I can hear
you.
Hi.
So my question is related to my work. How do you see my career? Do you see any progress happening or any changes?
Tell me what you're. Tell me because we have like 2 minutes. So tell me specific questions. What career are you in?
Do you see that I'm getting more clients? That I'm finding more clients, more work.
And what is it that you do?
I work with kids and adults.
Doing what?
Doing therapeutic, not therapeutic, but more holistic work.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll tell you what. I think that what I'm hearing the word is old-fashioned. I think your approach to it is old-fashioned, so that there's a lot of distraction happening between you and the flow of clients. It feels to me like I'm going fast because oh my gosh, we're gonna end in less than a minute. It feels to me like your marketing is kind of antiquated, and you're kind of looking towards that like word of mouth, old fashioned kind of thing. And it feels like more showing your expertise in a different way, perhaps with a blog. Doing some radio shows, kind of setting up, an ebook or something on that line, so that you're sort of setting yourself apart from the other people that are doing what you do.
Okay.
But a higher level of prestige is going to be very helpful to you. Peddling around. I don't know if you're doing trade shows or things like that, but that's kind of like the slow boat to China these days. So I would highly suggest, like I said to the caller earlier, Brendon Burchard's work is really, really, really helpful in getting you, and that Millionaire Messenger has a bunch of exercises in it. That particular book is really dynamite.
What is it called?
The Millionaire Messenger. It's how to get your message out to the world, which it sounds like you have one. But it's how to really differentiate yourself, which I think that's where you're running into issues. And then I think that once you sort out that, there's a few exercises he has in there, like just sorting out why are you doing this, and sort of targeting a little bit more narrowly. It sounds like you kind of like, come one, come all kind of thing, and you need a little bit more of a more specific niche. Once you kind of fine-tune, I think you won't have any problem.
Okay, that sounds great. I will get that book.
Yeah, Brendon Burchard. He's a number one New York Times bestselling author several times. And you can look him up on Amazon. He's terrific.
Great.
So good luck
thanks
to you,
so
Anna.
Much.
Oh, you're
thank
so
you.
Welcome. Take care now. Have a great night. Okay. Well, I can't believe it, but we have come to the end of another show. That went really fast. And like I said, I hope that you'll join us tomorrow for Rudy Hunter. You can go to ahapossibility.com/event to jump on that call with Rudy tomorrow. And we'll see you here next Tuesday, same time, same place for Mr. 2020. He's going to be amazing if you're interested in manifesting and all the stuff we're talking about tonight. And then some, jump on next week for sure. So I'll end tonight my way I end every show, which is you can truly have exactly what you want. You absolutely deserve it too. And in this energy, anything is possible. Have a great week, everybody. See you next week. Take care.
You've been listening to the Aha Moments Radio Show with your host, Mari. Be sure to visit her blog and website at www.ahamomentsinc.com. That's A-H-A, moments with an S, inc.com. Also join Mari on Facebook at www.facebook.com/ahamomentsinc and Twitter at twitter.com/ahamoments. We can't wait to see you there. Thank you.